Your home for everything Cardinals. Everything Cardinals. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Cliff Kingsbury. Presented by Earnhardt Hyundai and Ford Dealers. No bowl since 1951.
After a loss in Charlotte to Carolina yesterday, 31-21, we are joined. We go in the Red Zone with head coach Cliff Kingsbury, the Arizona Cardinals. Coach, thanks for the time, as always. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
There was a lot of talk yesterday after the game, Coach, as you know, and you were asked the questions, too, about energy and urgency. I guess to start off, how disappointed are you that that's been an issue to start games the last 2 weeks for your team?
We have to figure that out. It was a slow start. You get behind 14-0 against a team like that who has a great defense and a great pass rush. You really put yourself in a hole. I thought they did a tremendous job in all three phases, offensively running the football and protecting the football and milking the clock, and then defensively playing with that front four, being aggressive in the pass rush and keeping things in front of them. And so they had a great plan and executed it, and we got behind early and weren't able to crawl our way out.
Cliff, 2 weeks ago against Washington, you guys scored 30 without even really seeming to find a real good rhythm, and we all thought this offense was just ready to take lift and take flight. How is it that we're four games in and this offense is still struggling for elevation?
Yeah, still working through some things. There's no question. We're not where we want to be. Had some moments where we've been up and down and looked like we were about to get a rolling and just haven't. And, it starts with me. I call the plays and got to do a good job putting us in positions to be successful. But once again, I thought yesterday Carolina had a great plan. They played really physical and did a nice job against us.
I want to go back, and we're talking to head coach Cliff Kingsbury of the Cardinals. I want to go back to the energy issue, and you guys got that temporary lift after Patrick's interception, go down, score a touchdown, cut the lead in half. Carolina comes down and scores. And I know everything's different this year, Cliff, with the lack of fans and atmosphere in the stadium, but in your experience as a head coach, can that emotional lift come from anything else but a player making a play to turn things around? Is that how it normally gets turned around?
I believe so. I mean, that's a big part of it, finding a way to stand up at a crucial time and make a play. That's the game of football. And yesterday they did it at crucial times, and we weren't able to, and that was the difference in the game.
All right, your quarterback, sometimes he looks real comfortable playing the position, sometimes he doesn't. Update us on where he is, because, again, he missed some throws yesterday that he seemed to make a year ago.
Yeah, I think, once again, still a work in progress of all of us offensively getting on the same page and being what we think we can be and really clicking. We haven't found our rhythm just yet. A month into it, and it's time to do it. We're 2-2 after the first quarter and feel like we haven't scratched the surface offensively. Mm-hmm. And so we've got to get back to work this week, practice better, put in the time, and hopefully come back and perform better on Sunday.
Larry Fitzgerald, again, not really a factor in the game. Was that, again, due to what Carolina was doing defensively, Cliff?
Yeah, I thought we had some opportunities to, connect early and just weren't able to connect with them. And then as the game went on, it just didn't work out for whatever reason. But once again, he's a guy who brings a lot of energy when he is catching the ball and a lot of juice to our team and he's kind of the heart and soul of this entire organization, and we got to find ways to get him more involved. There's no question.
All right, let's talk about the running game for a moment here. We saw yesterday Mike Davis and how he made life easy for the Panthers passing game by just being such a force running between the tackles and up the middle of the field. Where's Kenyon Drake with all of this? We kind of saw his shot chart, if you will, and a lot of his runs were bouncing left or bouncing right, not up the middle. Your thoughts on the state of Kenyon Drake and the running game right now?
Yeah, it's something where I think we're sorting through as well. We know he's a tremendous player. We know what he can do when we're rolling in the right direction, and we got to continue to put him in positions to be successful. He's very dynamic in space, and he's not afraid to stick it up in there as well. And that's a guy who, that's kind of the top of the checklist is how do we get him going over these next 12 games? And a lot of it falls on me and finding ways to get the football to him.
What effect did missing two key plays early in the game, Kyler airmailing that pass to Fitz, and then the barely missed connection with Andy Isabella when Andy seemed to kind of lose his legs right at the moment of the ball arriving there, what impact did those have on the ebb and the flow of that game?
You would have liked to hit them, there's no doubt, but we have to be strong enough mentally to overcome those and just keep rolling with it. You look up and all of a sudden you're down 14-0, and I felt like we all kind of started pressing a little bit instead of just staying within our rhythm and continuing at it. But, you know, it's the NFL, you're not going to hit every play, and there's going to be some that are defended at a high level, and no matter what, you got to come back the next snap and find a way to get it done. And I didn't think we did a great job of that yesterday.
Cliff Kingsbury, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, our weekly guest here on Bickley and Murata. It was a stretch defensively, Cliff, where I had 12 players on the field, then 10 players for the touchdown that Carolina scored. Is that a breakdown in coaching communication? Is that relying on players defensively that aren't normally out there for you? Combination of everything, but what happened there?
Definitely a combination of things, but it starts with us as coaches, and we have to communicate well enough that guys understand, whoever's in the game understands what the call is and who's in, and it's just unacceptable at that point, and we understand that as a staff, and we got to get it right.
All right, in the long term, Vance Joseph, obviously he felt some pressure a little bit last year, and I think some of it is coming out of yesterday's game as well, given the fact that and I guess that's balanced with the fact that you're missing your top three safeties, you're missing Buda Baker. Where are you with your defensive coordinator and with the state of your defense?
Yeah, I think you said it. Without Buda, the top three safeties really, we are a different defense, and we didn't play like we wanted to yesterday, but Buda's one of the best players in the league and is a real eraser for us back there and can kind of fix a lot of things. And you could tell yesterday we missed him.
All right. One of the things that I think was puzzling for us, and I'm sure for you as well, is that we all looked at the Lions game as a wake-up call, and yet a lot of the same problems followed you guys to Carolina. Give us a little insight on how you saw the team process what they did yesterday. What was the ride back like? Do you think that they really want to atone for what they didn't do yesterday? Bring us to current, to where this team is emotionally.
It's a prideful group, and nobody was happy or was accepting of what that was yesterday. Got to give Carolina credit. They played hard and physical and took the fight to us, and we didn't have any answers, coaching and playing. But, guys don't want that to be our standard around here, and we understand. The first month is done. There's nothing we can do to go back and get those games. We got to move forward and get better in a hurry heading to New York.
Right after the game yesterday, Cliff, you were asked about any positives from that performance, and you said, yeah, I don't think so. Did that change upon further review and film study?
No, it didn't. I just felt like overall on the day, we didn't play well enough in any phase to beat that team, and I still feel that way.
All right, I like what you said about the last 2 weeks not meeting the standard offensively. How would you verbalize the standard maybe to some Cardinal fans who are a little put off by what they've seen the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, just play with high energy, be consistent in everything we do, detail your work, whether it's in practice or the games, and make sure what we're practicing transitions to the game field and do it at a high level over and over and over. And we haven't done that yet, and it's time to get that rolling.
Okay, the offensive line, I don't know what to make of analytic grades assigned to offensive linemen. I'm not that smart. But there apparently was a big difference, or is a big difference, between the pass blocking and the run blocking. Is run blocking an issue? Are the running backs not seeing the requisite holes? Are they missing the holes? Do you need a different kind of design to the running game? What are your thoughts on the offensive line?
I think they've done a nice job. We haven't had the success in the run that we would have liked. And like I said earlier, a lot of that has to do with some really good fronts we've played. But at times we've needed to close out games and win games. We had the opportunity. They did a great job. And it's a work in progress for all of us. I've said that many times, but I mean it. It's the first month in an irregular season. We're figuring out who we are, and I just believe that it'll continue to get better.
You mentioned, and it was a big part of the game yesterday, Buda Baker not being in there for you. What are the chances, Cliff, that in New York on Sunday, Buda, Chris Banjo, maybe Jalen Thompson are all back for you?
I'm hopeful we'll at least have a couple of them back. I'm not sure how that's going to play out. We're going to get them out there tomorrow and start working with them and seeing how they feel and where that goes. But hopefully all three are sooner rather than later. Both, you know, all three, when they're out there, have done a nice job for us.
All right, you've been around the game long enough to know how cities and fan bases react when things are going well and vice versa, of course. After two wins, we were all kind of geeking out on the potential of this football team. 2 weeks later, what would you say to Cardinal fans? Would you tell them that you are also a little concerned, or would you tell everybody, just relax, this is going to be fine?
I just say, you know, this is a team that has a lot of pride and is working really hard to get it corrected and believes that we have an opportunity to be a very good football team. We understand what it's looked like the last 2 weeks, and it's not acceptable, and we're going to do everything in our power this week to get back on track.
Coach, thanks as always for the time. We appreciate it. Best of luck against the Jets. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
Thank you.
You've been listening to In the Red Zone with Arizona Cardinals head coach Cliff Kingsbury. Presented by Earnhardt Hyundai and Ford Dealers. No bowl since 1951. Your home for everything Cardinals. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.